still there?
Yep.
Yes, okay, wonderful. What I'm going to do is turn this over to my beautiful, wonderful life mate, Donna, who will, in her own precious way, welcome us as we speak. Donna.
Thank you. Yes, we are sitting in a hotel overlooking snow-capped mountains in Salt Lake City. And when Bill mentioned to me this particular topic for tonight, I was really excited. It's something that has been within our family a very important thing. And in raising our son, it was one question we would always bring to him when life brought all kinds of things happening in his life. So we would always say to him, what's the invitation in this? And so tonight, Bill's choice of subject is, what's the invitation?
Okay, Bill.
Oops, I think it's my turn. thank you, Donna, very much. That is the topic, what's the invitation? And if you tuned in just a couple minutes ago, you heard me say to Rick Pathman, who's sitting there in California, listening to this and being a part of this, that I was going to verbally abuse him tonight. And so I'd like to start out with that, and I want to say ahead of time, it gives me enormous pleasure to verbally abuse Rick. He's one of my favorite abusees. And the reason I want to say that is that Rick is the one who mentioned to me, I'm guessing a few weeks ago, you know, on one of these teleconference calls, I would love to have you speak about and invite us into participation around the topic of what's the invitation. So, you know, like I usually try so hard to ignore everything Rick says, well, for some reason I could not, Rick, just ignore this. So I really want to thank you for this. As I sat with that, and when Rick mentioned it, it just struck a chord in my heart. But when I sat with it, I really started thinking, you know, this is really, it's a great question. It's very, very central to so many things. As Donna said, when our son was growing up, she especially would invite him to that question. What's the invitation in this event, in that circumstance? I think she especially did that after I would abuse him in various ways. No, that's not what I meant to say. And so I also noticed that over the years, Donna really has practiced that. She's practiced it in her own life. I've heard her ask many a client about that particular perspective. Like, what do you think the invitation that life has given you here is? So I am lovingly, gratefully dedicating tonight's talk to this, frankly, possibility-filled question, what's the invitation? And I think we all know what we're referring to in this question. And I just thought of a few quick little examples that might just bring us into the fuller spirit that this question poses. One of them is, 5.5 years ago, shortly after Donna and I moved to St. George, Utah, my mother called, and she asked us if it was all right with us, if she would live, not with us, but near us right here in St. George. And there was something not just in her tone, but in her request, and in her, in just the spirit of her life, that left Donna and I knowing that the invitation was not just, gee, can she live near us, but the invitation was that this was the last chapter of her life, and that we were being invited to support her in this last chapter and literally to help her move into that beautiful ritual that we call death. And so we did that through unspeakable number of doctor visits and hospital stays and rehab centers and assisted livings and medication trials and just spending precious time with her as she walked through all of these events. We just loved her to her death. And it was a very, very precious thing, and I'm so glad that we got up front what the invitation was so that we could be really clear how to be with her during that time. And then just another personal example, because it must be personal sharing time here. As many of you know, about 3 years ago, I crashed from the heights of an illustrious ladder down onto a very hard cement driveway, breaking bones in my feet and my hand. And so if I raised the question, gee, what's the invitation in that? Actually, there were many invitations, but just to pick a few of them, one of them for me was to embrace brokenness, to embrace the broken quality of human existence with acceptance, with embrace, even with joy. And a second way of probably saying the same thing, but a second way of looking at the invitation was an invitation for me to be in a place of non-judgment, non-complaint, and utter neutrality about that event. And then the third invitation that came to me is to be, let me say it this way, to perfect the fine art of being with what is, not what perhaps I would desire to be, perhaps what it would seem more ideal, but to perfect the fine art of being with what is, no matter how it looks. And then I have a third example, which is not personal to me necessarily, but suppose somebody gets angry at you, yells at you, accuses you of something you didn't do. Well, what's the invitation for you? Now, actually, it could be a lot of things. At one point in your life, it might be to stand up for yourself, to not be a victim, to meet power with power, to own your own power in relation to that person. Or at another point in your life, it might be to simply find a place of inner peace, to discover your internal center, or to sit in the middle of your personal strength and not necessarily to be verbally expressive on the outside. Or at another point in your life, the invitation might be to be really, truly forgiving of that person or loving toward that person or at least non-reactive to that particular person. So those are just a few examples of kind of what's the spirit of, what's the space around the question, what's the invitation? And here's what I like to say. It's sort of like a mantra in a sense. Every moment in life is an invitation. I'd like to repeat that. Every moment in life is an invitation. And at this point and from this point on, of course, what I'm inviting all of us to is to just let every word that comes from my mouth be background music and be just words that your own soul, your own truth, your own inviting self can take and just be speaking to you invitationally from within. So if I repeat that one more time, it goes like this. Every moment in life is an invitation. And what I mean by that is our soulful self is always inviting us to life in some special or unique or precious way. Whether we're in a precious moment of silence, whether we're in the middle of a high-level drama, whether we're launching a newly cherished project, no matter what it is, we're being called, we're being invited, we're being led, we're being nudged in a certain way. Some facet of life is whispering to us, inviting us to sample its gifts or taste its nourishment or profit from whatever this unique ritual may be about. Our soul is lovingly supporting us either in our learning or in our growth or in our awakening or in our having just the perfect experience we could have in that moment, whether we get it or not, understand it or not, conceptualize it or not. Well, as we know, all of us know, we live in a world where the first reaction to almost any circumstance is usually one of what I've come to call a value-driven judgment. That is, it's good or bad, desirable or undesirable, helpful or hurtful. It's right or wrong, it's healthy or unhealthy, you get the idea. And as a result of that mindset, that style of value-driven judgment, we, in some like automatic, predictable, like knee-jerk way, we embrace it or we reject it. Embrace or reject the circumstance based on that earlier judgment. But if we look deeper, deeper than our values, deeper than those judgments, if we step beyond those tempting mindsets, and if we visit our soul's world of personalized, customized wisdom, we start to find a richer value. For example, we become aware that nothing happens to us by accident. And of course, we all know that. Nothing happens without a powerful consciousness guiding it from start to finish. We discover that some facet of our own consciousness actually invited that circumstance into our experience. Yes, there's always some design, some plan, some intention present in every moment, in every activity, in every circumstance of our lives. For example, this is a cool one, another personal one. I was born a Virgo. You know Virgos. They're very neat. They're very organized. They're very orderly. Now, I know those of you who know me are saying, you organized, orderly, give it a break, Bill. But no, honest, it's true. And so then, roughly 36 years ago, in fact, our son's birthday is this week, we gave birth to this funny little creature. And our son came along, and for him, he wasn't a Virgo. He was a Taurus. And let's just say everything wasn't very neat. And so the invitation to me was what? Now, I could have thought, all right, it's my job to teach him neatness and orderliness and blah, blah. But I looked at that, and Donna and I looked at that together because, you know, the curse of our lives is we're both Virgo. Oh, no. But the invitation we got was let go, loosen up, get comfortable with disorder. So one of the invitations, and he had many that he gave us, one of the invitations was, gee, just let go and be okay no matter what the circumstances are. And I did, and frankly, it felt very, very freeing. So here's another example. In relationships, let's say one person, like you maybe, asks the other person repeatedly to trust him or her with more respect, to give you more respect. For example, to stop criticizing or stop rescuing or stop telling me what to do. And then let's say it doesn't work. You ask it a number of times, it never happens. Why? Why do you think it doesn't work? Well, perhaps because the invitation of your soul may not be for you to have the nice comfort zone that you crave. It may instead be to take a big leap into mastery, like perhaps to become much less reactive to the other person's behavior, or to become more self-contained or self-sufficient, or to love someone unconditionally, even when that person is critical of you. So it really raises the question, gee, what is the deeper invitation to me? So down deep, way down deep in your soul, or way high up in your spirit, there's always an invitation. For example, right here, right now, we're together. It looks like I'm talking, but really we're all talking because in so many ways my words are just kind of taking the central place that we all are, not that we're all in the same place by any means, and we're putting it out there, and we're together. We're together in a remarkable ceremony, a remarkable like time together where with these words in the forefront, all sorts of things are happening in us. So right here and right now, your loving, soulful self is inviting you to be present, present to these words, present to your thoughts in just a very special way, with the invitation being different for each one of us. And while we're on that subject, I wonder, gee, what is that soulful invitation to you right here and now? Of these words that I'm talking, what ones of them are speaking to you? Or what is your soulful wisdom presenting to your awareness while we're talking? Or simply put, what are you being invited to see or to know or to discover or to change or to heal or to expand or just to be with in this very sacred moment? So if it's okay, let's shift the focus just a little bit. Shift gears. Let's look at the deeper dynamics of this question. The question, of course, what's the invitation? Let's go deeper. And the first deeper ingredient in approaching the soulful invitation of any moment is, I think, that of openness. So as we all know, we usually don't see something if we're not first open to seeing it. And so that to me is key in terms of what the question, what's the invitation, because if I just ask the question, I think I may not get the answer because I may not be open to it. In fact, how many times have you had, or I certainly have had it, that special aha or insight that you've needed and then thought, you know, this is so obvious. Why didn't I see this before? Well, maybe because you and I just weren't ready to see it. We weren't open to it before that very perfect moment. Well, to help myself out in this openness department, I used to do something. I used to invite myself to a particular practice, and I'm not suggesting this. I'm just sharing it. If it speaks, fine, and if it doesn't, fine. I used to lead myself to my soulful center. I would just invite myself there, and then I would just hang out in the core of me, in the soul of me. And I repeated these following words pretty much like a mantra. I am open and receptive to the truth and wisdom of this moment. And sometimes I would just repeat those words. I'm open and receptive to the truth and wisdom of this moment. And then sometimes I wouldn't repeat them. I would just kind of feel them in me. And then I invited myself to assume that the truth or invitation or wisdom of this moment was perhaps different from any thought or preconception that I've ever had. In other words, wow, maybe this is totally off the charts. And I've never thought of it. Maybe I've never even been oriented toward it. So I just let my mind be open to anything, to a new perspective, to a fresh approach, to a sudden aha, to an angle perhaps totally different from any that I had ever considered. In short, I just allowed my total openness to be the doorway to discovering the soulful invitation of that moment. And then it feels to me like there's a second ingredient as well, a second ingredient to being fully present to each moment's invitation. And that's the ingredient of ownership. And to me, this is really, really great. Not just great because I'm saying it, but just great because it's great. So for me, it's always been helpful to perceive that I'm the creator of this moment's circumstance. Now, whether that's literally true or globally true or not, I found that at least it served me well to perceive and interpret that from the deep center of my own wisdom, I, whether that I is my soul, my subconscious mind, my desires, my needs, or whatever, I created this moment's event, this circumstance, this interaction. A lot to say that. It's so easy, in fact, it's almost natural to perceive something as being done to me. At least I found that, because you know me, I love being a victim. We've all learned the fine art of feeling victimized or done to or imposed upon, even if subtly. And this tendency or this orientation, soothing and self-pitying as it is, and I love to feel sorry for myself, even self-justifying and consoling as it is, depression is so much fun, has one important downside. It can easily keep us from seeing or grasping the real invitation that this circumstance is bringing to us. We're so busy feeling done to that we don't quite get around to the openness that we just talked about that would help us really get what's the invitation. So as a way of unlearning that tendency, I decided that I would simply assume that nothing ever is done to me. I would assume that I am always a co-creative presence in every event of my life. Now, those are pretty big words. Or to say it another way, I'm the one that invents, invites, or draws or creates every event, every thought, every feeling, every circumstance in my life to me. It's a self-created, self-engineered event. Now, I know that can feel pretty radical, and I think to most of us it doesn't feel radical at all. But to any of us who even have an itsy-bitsy part of us that is even like attached a little bit to feeling done to, it can be a huge quantum leap. So if the very person I'm trying so hard to avoid, for example, finds me or calls me or invites me to lunch, I could say to myself, despite my feelings of discomfort with this person, and despite my desire and my best efforts to preserve my comfort zone by avoiding this person, maybe it was me who truly wanted this person to find me. Maybe it was me who invited this person into my life, and I'm the one who created the circumstances to make that happen. Now, of course, you know, that's not easy to say. It takes a step. But once I own that responsibility, once I claim my creative role in that scenario, my participation, then I'm in a great position to see or hear or become aware of what the real invitation is to me. Then I can open to that person and listen in ways, not just listen to the person, but listen to my own soul in ways, that really let me see why this meeting was important. There's another example. If my greatest and most treasured dream turns into dust or doesn't work out, even though it's so tempting to feel abandoned by God or done to by life, how freeing it can be to claim creative responsibility for that dashed dream, and how powerfully it can open me to find and embrace the deeper or wiser or fuller invitation behind that disappointment. I remember as an example of that, it was back in the late 1980s, Donna and I owned and operated a management consulting company. We called it Transformational Dynamics. And we were on the verge, we'd really put out to get this, on the verge of getting a major, like mega buck fat contract with a large national, even multinational firm. And everyone in that company, through all the processes we went through, was assuring us that our company was a shoe-in for this big, fat contract, and I was so excited because, number one, it would have positioned us on the national stage that we wanted and realized our vision statement, not to mention the megabucks, which, of course, means nothing to me or to any of us. And that was happening when all of a sudden we learned we did not get the contract. Well, as you can imagine, I was disappointed. I committed suicide, in fact. No, that's not true. I was so disappointed. Then, slowly, I invited myself to realize that, this turn of events maybe was my own creation. And fairly quickly, I started feeling better, even though I really wasn't clear about the bigger invitation. But what I discovered, in fact, Donna and I discovered it together, that was within the next couple of months, we both received a powerful invitation to move to Washington, D.C., and to start a new nonprofit agency that we called World Peace Institute, and to dedicate the next many years of our lives to that venture. And had we gotten that big national gig, it would have tied us up for probably the next 2 years, making the bigger inspiration impossible. So, what's the inspiration? Not just in that, but for each of us right now. What's the inspiration that circles around your consciousness these days? What's your soul whispering or sometimes shouting in and through the scenarios or circumstances of your life these days? What's the invitation? So I'd like to share with us two possible invitations that just might be behind those circumstances at a deeper level. And I'm implying something here. It's this, that side by side with the more obvious invitations, the more tangible invitations, there are often deeper invitations, true invitations, inspirations of the soul, invitations to true mastery or to powerful awakening or to a deep level breakthrough that call us. And what I know is that every one of us, everyone listening to these words and sharing this space, is someone whose soulful source is calling you to that fuller mastery, that human and spiritual mastery, that powerful awakening, that deep level breakthrough. So for you, I'm sharing two of the deeper invitations, those given to you because you're the remarkable and powerful and special you that you are. So the first of these deeper, fuller, mastery-driven invitations, I believe, is this, to mesh with and to become the very power behind the creation. So not only are you not a victim of the circumstance in question, and not only are you a part of its creation, you are the very power of the creation itself. Let me ask it this way. What would it be like for you, or any of us actually, to so identify with the very creative force of the universe, with the powerful spark of creation, with the ultimate power of life, that we didn't feel separated from it, apart from it, that we felt it in our bodies, that we just knew that we are that power, and that power is us. Sort of like, you know, toys are us, power are us. Oh, forget it. Anyway, here's my point. So for you and me, every specific invitation from any event carries with it a deeper calling, a fuller invitation to mastery. And one of those deeper invitations is to unity. Unity with the source of life that we sometimes oftentimes call God. Unity with the grace-filled love that infuses itself daily in our person and lives. Unity with the very power of creation that so focusedly brought about the circumstance in question in the first place. So if you care to, picture yourself now as that power of creation, not just as the recipient of it, but as the power itself. Observe yourself being that, as that power, creating as that power, and radiating or shining forth as that power. What does that look like, or feel like, or create like? You know, here's the real truth, I think. You are that power. That power is you. I am. You are. We are that power. You, therefore, have the right. Yes, the right to know it, and to own it, and to be it in your consciousness, in your experience, in your identity, in every cell of who you are. And so just to conclude this point, the very creative power of life that influences and brings about every event that happens to us and in us and through us and by us is, on the one hand, both bigger and grander than the human self, the human version of you, and is, in fact, in essence and reality, is none other than you at the same time. You are that power. That's the underlying blessing and invitation in every event and happening in your life, to unite yourself with creation. To unite yourself with creation, and may I say it one more time, to unite yourself with creation itself. Well, I think there's a second deeper invitation, and this one is all about love. It's an invitation to love. Yes, as unconditionally as you and I can manage, to love every part of the creation or the event. For example, if something unexpected happens in my life, like a cancer or a heart problem or an unanticipated divorce or a loss of my job or a broken heart or anything else that carries an invitation with it, because I am, or you are, someone called to a life of human and spiritual mastery, because I'm called to my fullness and the fullness of life, my huge heart or your huge heart, my huge heart is calling me or you to find the love inside the event, in the middle of the event, in and through the event. So what we can do if we want to is, number one, open our hearts and invite love into the equation. Number two, allow ourselves to experience the love that's inherent in the event, even though in all probability we have a hard time finding that love up front. And number three, allow that love to fill us, and fill us so much that it becomes an intimate part of our discovery of the fuller invitation. To say it another way, many of you know Bobby Brio, who currently lives in Austin, Texas. Well, actually, Dripping Springs, Texas. And Bobby's mission and her business has a title to it. She calls it, Love is the Answer. I think that's gorgeous. Love is the answer. And I wouldn't hesitate right now to add some more words to that. Love is also the question and the answer. Love is the invitation. Love is the experience and the process. Love is the carrot and the stick. Love is the everything. Love is in and through every moment of every event. So, whenever there's an invitation or an invitation carrying circumstance in your life or my life, And that would be every day, frankly, and many times every day. Let yourself be open to and be carried by the wave of love that created that circumstance. And let that love, like, take you over and love you through it and inspire you about it and become you totally and become you totally and become you totally. Wow. What an awesome group of thoughts around Rick Passman's invitation to the question, what's the invitation? What an awesome time together and experienced the invitation of. It's an invitation, and every moment is an invitation that is alive and sings loudly in every moment of our lives. And in closing this talk, I sat for a little bit and I invited myself to be the voice of invitation, or to say it another way, to be the voice of the creative power and the luscious love that give birth to the invitation. And as that voice, I just opened myself to be filled with a blessing and a prayer for each of us. And so I'm going to utter that blessing, that prayer, over the next moment, and invite each of us to hear it as the invitation blessing us. May you always be blessed with events whose beauty you can see. May the circumstances of your life bring you the very power and love that you so deserve. May your life know firsthand the gift that each moment offers you. May you ever treasure each creation, whether at first it feels bad or good, as a loving kiss of nature. May the path of your life be always filled with the carriage of blessing and the horse of power. May each event and moment invite you into yourself in ways that let you find yourself more fully. May every condition of your life bring you the peace that already lives in your core. May the divine source ever support your receptivity to its sublime invitations. And may all the invitations of your life add up to one grand explosion of love that will fill your whole being with joy forever. Thank you so much for a beautiful, heartful, invitation-filled time together. As I mentioned, these words are and always are background music. They're invitations for us to listen to the song of life that sings in our heart, that vibrates within our body, that tickles the strings of our nervous system, and that speaks many inner languages, inviting us, always, always inviting us. To me, it's life inviting us to a dance, to a song, to a rhythm, to a swim in the ocean of life. To me, life is always singing and inviting us to the song, always dancing and inviting us onto the dance floor for just the right quality of dance. Life is always a vast ocean, inviting it to ride its waves in ways that just let us celebrate the deeper truth in everything. I deeply believe you and me and every one of us in ways that perhaps are a little different perhaps ways that are vastly unique, perhaps ways that are just personalized and customized to you. But these last two points, being the power of creation and being the love in the creation, these to me are centrally and in the groundwork of every event, the beautiful invitations to us. I thank you so much for the beautiful way we have been together here in these words. And I am absolutely privileged in just a minute to turn the microphone, so to speak, over to any of us who feel like expressing or sharing anything. Because while I take the first half hour or a little more, and I let the soul of life speak through me and the soul of each of us speak through me, it's just a grand thing that that soul of life now wants to speak to us through some of you. And so what I'm going to do in just a minute is I'm going to do my special pressing of a button so that I will open up the airways here. And you do not need to press any button at all. So probably, again, for another 7 or 8 seconds, you won't hear me while I'm doing that. Here we go. Hello, I hope you can hear me. I got really stuck on all the menu. It was amazing. We just went over the menu so many times. So I'm going to try this one more time because actually somebody say something and just see if I can hear you. I don't think I can. Sure enough, I can't, but hopefully you can hear me. So I'm going to try this one more time. Hello, I am back, and guess what? The usual ways that we are that we usually open up your lines they don't work. I've tried it from about 3 different angles, and it looks like it's not going to work. That still won't work because they're muted. So anyway. It looks as though we are not going to be able to have you share tonight, and I am so apologetic about that. I just really wish that could happen, but alas and alack, it doesn't seem to work. And I'm guessing that's because we're doing this from a hotel phone as opposed to whatever. So again, my deepest, deepest apologies. What we do, as you know, following your sharing, which is always such a wonderful thing, is we do a meditation that I guide. So in a minute, I'm just going to do that. Now, this, it occurs to me, is a great example of, oh, dear, something happened. What's the invitation here? Is that disgusting or what? It's an in vivo, up front in your face example of what we're talking about. So for me, the invitation is to feel sorry for myself, to feel terrible that you don't have a chance to speak, to commit suicide? No, I don't think that's it. I think for me, the invitation is maybe just to say, hey, look, something's happening in life. This particular avenue that we were open to and usually have isn't working, so let's just open to whatever. So I want to do two things, just feeling inspired in the invitation to be with what is. The first is give each of us about 30 seconds just in utter silence to take whatever is our thought, our feeling, our inspiration, our sense, or perhaps a message that otherwise we would love to give to the rest of us. And just in 30 seconds, just kind of let that out in a way where it just sort of takes care of itself. You don't have to work at it. And then at the very same time, in that same 30 seconds, just open up to and drink in either the message or the insight or the thought or the inspiration that is coming to you from everybody else here. And that way, we can have, in the power of the spirit of all of us, we can have the benefit of and the blessing of each and every one of us here. And in 30 seconds, I'm going to come back, and then I will lead us in a closing meditative time. And here are the 30 seconds of silence filled with our inspiration for each of us to drink in. Thank you very, very, very much. Wow, that really spoke strongly to me inside. So I want to invite all of us to a most, most core, deep, personal time. A time with what I just want to call the spirit of invitation. The spirit of life that's always inviting, that's always nudging, that's always whispering, that's always loving, that's always not only being with us, but being us. I'd like to invite each of us just to sort of let go into the mystery of life, the undefined wonder of life, the spacious and vast arena of life. To let go, even if it's your style, to surrender to being life. To let any sense of littleness or smallness or separatedness just dissipate. Watch and observe and witness yourself just being expanded and expansive, taken up into and participating in all of what life is. In this very powerful, powerful moment, you and I and we are all of life. And we are life in its blessing, life in its creation, life in its majesty, life in its bigness and awesomeness, life in its smallness, in its delicateness, in its vulnerability. Life in its creations, in its rituals, in its stories, life in its power and in its love. We are life. And in this moment, we especially are life inviting. And life sometimes, as we know, invites with enormous power, like a mallet over the head, and other times, life invites just in the simplicity and the quiet of our innermost self. And other times, life invites, through drama and process, sometimes drama that's totally confusing and not understandable. And then finally, sometimes life invites, just by bringing to us a certain person, or a certain event, or a certain circumstance, or a certain happening. Yes, life is utterly creative, bringing us exactly what we will pay attention to in any moment. So let each of us pay attention to either the events, circumstances, happenings, processes, rituals, feelings, thoughts, issues, etc. of our life, whichever one or ones just come to the fore and say, "Yoo-hoo, I carry an invitation." And for most of us, I think that'll be pretty easy because we don't have to work too hard to find that theme. And I deeply believe that maybe the reason that we couldn't have the verbal sharing for all of us is so that we could have individually, privately, quietly, just that extra time right now, this facet of life and of our life is giving us. And so feel free to pay attention to my words as I walk us through an embrace of the invitation. Or, of course, feel free to absolutely ignore these words and just be with the utter wisdom and the wise inner guide of yourself. That event or that circumstance or that whatever is here. It's said hello and waved and said, "Yoo-hoo, I have an invitation. I'm inviting you to something." And I want to first invite us to leave the head behind, to let our mind rest, to not be analytical or investigative or deductive in our reasoning, but rather just be open. That first ingredient of the talk earlier, just be open to whatever. Just assume that, gee, maybe the invitation has never occurred to me before. Maybe it's not in my tool chest of knowledge. It's not in my inner resource or internal library of awareness. And so it's fresh. So here I am, face to face with, side by side with, even actually reaching out, touching and embracing this circumstance, this something. And just saying I am open and receptive to the wisdom and the truth that is here, in me, to me, for me, with me, right now. Again, not investigating, but just receiving. I'm open. I'm open, and I watch perhaps the thought in my mind or the feeling in my emotion or the energy in my body or the nudge in my intuition or the picture in my right brain or the symbol in my subconscious mind, all of which or any of which or some of which may be just languages that my precious soul is using to invite me into the spirit, maybe not even into the specifics of the invitation, but into the spirit of the invitation, into the living room in which the invitation wants to have this conversation with me. And so I move from openness to embrace. I move to ownership. I say to myself, "Wow, you know what? I was wise enough to bring this event or happening or feeling or issue into my awareness, into my life, into myself, into my experience. And I thank myself. I thank myself for being that wise, for being that loving, for being that caring, that even if it's created pain for me in certain ways, confusion or whatever, that I chose just the right path. The perfect experience that would not only get my attention but would invite me to just exactly what's perfect. thank you, Self, for being that wise, for being that dedicated to me, that committed to everything that I'm about and all that I am to bring this to me now. And then I listen to the deeper invitation to the power. And it could be that the very word power is a hint at that invitation, because it may be that by the very fact that I own and become the power of the creation itself, that in that power, the creation speaks to me with the invitation. That maybe it doesn't want to speak unless I recognize and embrace the fact that, the truth that, I am the creative power of the universe. And so I sit in that power. And I am that power. And I let myself be the movement, the beauty, the dynamism, the spark, and the invitation of that power. And sitting in the middle of that power, I open to the truth that power brings me right now. And I may stay there, or if I feel like it, I may now move my focus, my attention, myself to love, and just open myself to see the love in this event or picture or issue or theme. See the love therein and feel the love. Feel the love and the tender gift of love that's here. Even if I can't see it totally, I can at least begin to feel the love in my being. And maybe as I sit in the middle of that love, maybe from there I have a chance of getting that invitation so very, very majestically, or simply, or quietly, or loudly, or directly, or indirectly. And I may get it clearly as a conscious thought or message, or I may get it in a way that I can't verbalize at all, but I sort of know it from deep down. What a moment this special circumstance of my life, with its power, its love, its gifts, its invitation, what a moment that I've just had. It's one of those moments where I've touched it, it's touched me. We've merged and become, well, maybe friends. We've touched each other with our truth, with our genuineness, with our depth, with our realness. And here we are. Together we are the invitation. And I'm about to invite us to the closing of this meditation. And of course, if any of you, once we complete this call, would like to just continue in that space, that's fine. Or I know there are several of you who have gathered together, individuals, 10 of you here, 7 of you there, 5 of you here, 2 or 3 of you somewhere else. If you feel like just sitting in the middle of this final blessing and opening to it and letting it speak further after we hang up, please feel free to do that. And as we close, I would like to repeat the blessing and prayer. May you always be blessed with events whose beauty you can see. May the circumstances of your life bring you the very power and love that you so deserve. May your life know firsthand the gift that each moment offers you. May you ever treasure each creation Whether at first it feels bad or good, treasure it as a loving kiss of nature. May the path of your life be always filled with the carriage or buggy of blessing and pulled by the horse of power. May each event and moment invite you into yourself in ways that let you find yourself more fully. May every condition of your life bring you the peace that already lives in your core. May the divine and the divine source ever support your receptivity to its sublime invitations. And may all the invitations of your life add up to one grand explosion of love that from this moment on will fill your whole being with joy forever. I thank you so very, very, very much. What a beautiful, beautiful time together. I'm going to try pressing my precious button one more time and just see if by chance it opens up your phones so that we can say goodbye after Donna says whatever she would like to say to you. Donna, would you love to take over?
I just, first of all, I want to thank you, Bill. That was a beautiful evening, and what a perfect thing that we had an invitation here to just accept those buttons in whatever way. But I wanted to just have a few minutes just to put forth just a few reminders that next month, as we move through this month, and next month we will have our teleconference at the regular Tuesday, which is May 27th. So if you mark that on your calendars, we'll also remind you in the newsletter. And in particular, this was such a meaningful hour for me. What's the invitation? To open ourselves, to embrace love, and see that whatever life gives us each day during the next month, those are all the gifts of life waiting for me to embrace them. And so we love you and we say good night. Thank you for joining us. And now Bill is going to try to see if the phones will work.
Press the magic button. Here I go. And let's see, can anybody say something? Let me try it one more time. Oh, can you say something now?
No.
No. Oh, hark. This is a tragic moment. Anyway, yes. So anyway, listen, you can't hear each other, but I would like to be, and Donna and I would like to be the concluding and cheering and waving voice of each and every one of us here and say what Donna just did, which is good night. Have a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful month. I love you. We love you. You love you. It's a love fest. And just take that love, take that invitation, take that beauty that you are into this next month and have a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful time. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. And I love you and goodbye.